Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, especially to the girlies who watch us on YouTube, who are into the visual aspect of this whole thing.
Girl.
Y'all, our camera just stopped working on us.
It died.
So if you've noticed that we haven't had video footage or video content on Instagram, it's because the girls were down and out. But now we are back up and running. So
not only are we back, we're better.
We're better. Okay. We came with some new technology. Sleek.
Can't keep a bad bitch down.
Sleek tech.
Can't keep a bad bitch down.
Yes. So welcome back, y'all. It's good to see
welcome.
You.
Welcome.
It's good to officially see y'all. New week, new team.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
We, yes. How are you? How are you today?
How am I today? Today, I am alive.
Okay, Maya. That was giving very much so Maya Angelou.
Today, on this day. No, today I'm alive. I'm doing good. Working through the overwhelm that I have mentioned still. Mm-hmm. With the white man gig. Try not to let it take me completely under.
A deliverance is occurring, and I can't wait to share the news.
Claim that.
I can't wait to share the news, and I need you all to get on board, because we need to be set free.
I am like a caged bird, honey.
Yeah.
I am like a caged bird. I feel it. Yeah. I feel like now I was in the cage,
at
but now
point,
I'm shaking
you, yeah, you
I'm shaking the bitch.
You big King Kong energy. You me out. It's no longer giving bird. Okay.
Shaking it.
You're not a bird.
And you know, piggyback on your romanticizing your life.
Yeah.
I have realized that I am in my me era.
Okay, come on.
Cue the Maya. Like? It's all about me, bitch.
Me, me, me.
It's all about me.
Forget about
it. And I'm not afraid to say it. You know, our good friend Jessica Rose, she posted something today talking about how people try to weaponize the word selfish when people like call you selfish. I'm okay with being selfish right now. I'm in my me era.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how I'm doing.
We're thriving. We're living.
How are you doing?
Okay. Switch it up. Yeah, I'm feeling really good.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good. I'm excited for the month. I shared this before. Was this on the check-in? That I'm excited for the month?
I don't know, but tell them here. Tell them again. Screaming from the mountaintop.
I'm excited for the month. It's September. So many things are on the horizon. And I'm just really honestly so excited and not only ready, but like prepared.
You know what I'm ready for? What? I'm ready. I just bogarted your
what? Right, and no. That's going to be great for today's episode. What?
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm ready to just be even more intentional and really do some, like, intentional manifestation. Mm-hmm. You know how we'd be like, I manifested that. But really, like, making it clear.
Yeah, it was manifested.
And seeing it come to fruition.
Yeah,
the things
sure.
that I want for my life.
For sure. Yeah, I talk about ease a lot in my life, but I realize that I, as much as I desire it and I need it, I don't lean into it enough for myself.
Meaning?
In certain areas where I just know I don't want chaos, the explicit ways, like in my relationship, in my friendships. And when I say chaos, I'm referencing drama or like just contrast. I feel like I am good at making sure that those dynamics are easeful, right? I don't engage with people who bring bullshit into my life. If it's not what I like, I can cut it off. But I want to, going back to the romanticizing of my life, really lean into like that softness and easefulness, like reading when I want, like just taking slow moments. That's what I mean by ease, you know? So I'm really trying to lean into doing more of that. Like, I seen this girl at the beach. She had her umbrella up. I'm just thinking of the intentionality that it took to get there by herself.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
She had to get her umbrella. She had to pack her bag. She had her book. She was just in her vibe. And I said, yes, I can see myself doing that. But a lot of times I will keep myself from doing that because I think about all the work that it takes to do it. Mm-hmm. And then all the time it's going to take. And then I'm going to get there and then I'm going to be ready to go. And then I just want to slow the fuck down and like not even worry about time passing.
Right.
That's the type of vibe I'm trying to be in this month.
Okay.
And I'm trying to grab it when I can and not let my... Now, I don't want to say predictable, but like routine of a 9-to-5 job steer me away from doing those things.
Because we will use that as an excuse.
Right.
Like, I don't have the freedom. I mm-hmm. work 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Other people, they don't have a schedule like mine, so they can go out and do the things.
Right. But I'm trying to find my freedom within my 9-to-5. Because right. for the time being, I have a 9-to-5. And I love having a 9-to-5. It serves the purpose of why I need it right now.
Right.
And when it's time to transition from this space, I will be ready and grateful and, you know, prepared to move on. But I'm trying to make sure I integrate a lot of the things that I want that will make my life feel fuller and more easeful while I have my 9-to-5.
I feel you.
So, yeah.
It's the intentionality piece.
She's trying.
That's really what it takes. Mm-hmm. Being aware of the things that do bring you joy and, like, trying new things to see what those things may be because maybe they're not what they once were.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And just really carving out the time in the space for those things. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah. I'm tired of running with a like a chicken with my head cut off.
Girl, I feel you I'm on tired. That one. Like when you wake up already kind of frazzled. Thinking it's like, about girl, what you have to do. How the fuck you wake up frazzled?
Mm-hmm.
This is a new day, a new opportunity.
Yeah.
To create the life or even just the day that you want.
The day.
We can create the day that we want and those days add up and we look back and we say, wow.
What a month.
I did that shit.
Right. Yeah. Slowness is available to us. It's available to us.
Slowness is available. And also, we've been talking about stepping into boldness. In addition to stepping into boldness, I want to step more into my not giving a fuck.
Yeah. Era. Yeah. Yes. Come on. Talk
you
about
know,
it.
Like when I'm out, take a picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Capture it. Mm-hmm. Let's take however long it takes. We don't care who's looking.
Yeah.
We're standing over the food and we're taking all the pictures into, you know, like yeah. It's just something inside of me that makes me feel kind of like, oh my God, like, should we just dive into? No.
Yeah. But I think we also need to get better. We are really present. Like we're super present so much so that we don't capture. And I think that it's such a difference from once where we once were, right? Before, at one point, social media had taken over our lives and nobody was present because everybody was on their phone. But we have become so present that now we don't have any way to document the memories. Like
exactly.
Things that we,
it's like so many things happening now.
And it's like, damn, I ain't got no photos in my phone.
Right.
I got a bunch of screenshots, shit that I'm posting for the Instagram.
Right.
Nothing of what actually transpired over the month. So really using our technology, our phones, our social media platforms as a tool. Like a document of sorts, a yearbook.
The personal magazine. I loved how you said
that. Yeah, a personal magazine, a personal yearbook.
Yeah.
For you and your friends. So I think we definitely need to get back in the habit of taking photos of one another, capturing like candid moments like Jackie yesterday at family night.
I was going to say that.
I love that. Although it's still like a little... Y'all know I'm taking photos. You're just still capturing the moment. Like
we need that. We have so many family nights. Mm-hmm. We're going to look back. When this time passes and when these pictures, we need these pictures the most, like, wow, I'm so glad we documented
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So we have to get back into our documenting bag.
For sure.
An intentional way.
And without yeah. the anxiety, you
without,
know?
Yeah, without the anxiety.
Because right now, if I'm honest, there's some anxiety coupled with it. Whenever a camera turns on me, I'm like, oh my God.
But you got to get a little more comfortable.
I get it.
I am too. I just get super goofy.
I'm like, oh, did you get it? Okay, just right. I hope it turned out good.
Turn it into a goofy ass. Right. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? You bitch, you ain't got no swag all of a sudden?
Right, girl, tap like, where in. Does the own swag it. Go? Own it.
Where does the swag go?
I don't
mama?
Know. It's like it just leaves and I'm a Leave shell your of body. Myself. Yeah, I'm a shell just... of myself. It's like I just turn into a shell when the shit turned to me.
You just turn off the camera
and where to put yeah. the battery back
right.
in my back.
Damn. But yeah. Jesus. Ready, 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 ready.
So ready.
I will say that I'm also ready for El Salvador.
Oh,
already.
Yeah.
Already. I'm
definitely.
Already ready. Y'all, our limited availability, the spots that were available for the deposit.
The discount.
For the discount that we had offered for the deposit sign-ups, those are gone. Y'all came, y'all showed the fuck out.
We're like,
yeah,
gone.
And we still have a few signups available.
We do.
A handful. I think the retreat is a little less than halfway, a little more than halfway
booked.
So if you're interested, if the experience is calling you, if you feel like you want to connect with some like-minded women and just really go out and take a leap of faith and build some awesome connections that can likely turn into lifelong friendships, I think you should lean into this experience. This is going to be amazing. We will be there for 2 weeks in El Salvador in the jungle doing the things that girlfriends
I'm
do.
I'm so excited for that. Same. What a blessing.
Yeah.
What an opportunity.
Yeah.
For the people who are treating themselves to the retreat, mm-hmm. and for us being able to curate and hold this space for 40 women.
You heard her right, motherfuckers.
40. 40. And our moms are coming. Like, this is a moment.
It is.
This is a moment that deserves to be celebrated.
Celebrated. So, again, if you feel like, that sounds like something I would be interested in. Or if you don't even know what the fuck we're talking about and this is your first time listening, click the link in the description box and get all the tea so you can join us on our amazing
She Connects
retreat.
Unlocking Sisterhood retreat, where we are going to outdo all the other retreats.
Oh, period. Period. That is what we're doing.
We are girls with taste. I'm going to toot our horns.
Beat,
whatever the fuck, toot, the horn, toot. Mm-hmm. Please believe and understand that this experience will be nothing short of amazing.
Yes.
Because we don't tolerate anything other than that.
Yeah, I'm confident in that. So yeah, join us. We'd love to have you. It's a pretty seamless process to signing up, so don't be afraid. Don't let that stop you.
Yeah.
And for our Patreon mommies, there's a discount code for you.
There is.
That goes towards your last payment. Speaking of Patreon, if you love what we do here on this main platform, you're going to really eat up what we are serving over on Patreon.
And leave no crumbs.
Over on Patreon, it gets a little deeper. It gets a little bit more
personal,
because the community is a little smaller, a little close-knit. We love our girls over there. There's affirmations, playlists, just a ton of bonus goody content. Let's shout our...
We have a new patron for this week. Her name is Lauren. Thank you, Lauren, for joining us over on Patreon. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate you, girl. Thank you for being a part of the gang.
Mm-hmm. In addition to Patreon, we love and adore all of you who have taken the time to leave your ratings and your reviews on Apple Podcasts, also Spotify. We are running it up over there.
Ooh, let me look, because I gave y'all a challenge.
There was a challenge. An assignment given. And I want to see if they understood it. But honestly, truly.
Do y'all give a fuck about us?
Please do. Because the ratings and the reviews, they help us tremendously. We all know what a rating and review does. If you're a Yelp girl.
Yeah.
You know what a rating and review does.
Okay. We're doing what the fuck
what
we need
doing?
To do.
What we doing? What we doing? We're
at 475. And I said that we wanted to be at 500 by the end of the month.
Oh, really? I thought you said 6.
That, hell fucking no. Okay. Let's run it back. This is the time where we're going to go. I think it was 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the girls are still holding strong at a 5-star.
Okay. So, yeah, we are encouraging you all to rate us over on Spotify. Super easy. Download Spotify. You can listen to the podcast for free over there, as well as your other favorite podcasts and the music that we all love. It's so easy to do. Let's do that.
Let's show
the Spotify girls that we are those girls there as well.
We're coming over.
Yes.
We're running shit. We're wrecking it. We want to see y'all over on Spotify.
Mama's Home. Remember that song by Usher?
Daddy's Home. Okay, here's a fun fact. I was actually in the club when he shot that video that night.
Oh, yeah. You told me. Was it Guys and Dolls?
No, it wasn't Guys and Dolls. It was, I can't remember. But it wasn't Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
It was a different. Girl, I heard that song, Loop, baby. I was there then. I just want to hear your attention.
I love when it broke it down and everybody said, hey, hey.
Hey, daddy.
Hey, hey.
Hey, daddy.
Hey, daddy.
Yeah, of course.
Usher has been in his bag for some. I got to get to that.
We'll speak about that. On or
she
off?
She got to reveal something to me. She do. That's why she said
on or
that.
Off?
Go ahead.
On or off? Okay, so Andres wants to take me to do that for my B-day, but I have put it. What the fuck? The air conditioner
right,
in our
so
office,
loud.
Our studio? Disrespectful. But I have put in a request for 2 tickets to go back in March Because, you know, this is the thing. Hold on to this thing face. The thing is, the last show is October 29th. Okay. And that's probably likely when we're going to have to go because he will be out of town until like the 20th. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to be on a little hiatus. Usher will be. But he comes back in March.
Okay.
So I feel like.
That's fine.
March or I have something else. I have something else that I'm cooking up.
What? That needs to be.
That's happening.
That needs to be cooked.
So it's in the oven.
Okay.
It's in, and I brought it up yesterday.
Okay.
And it gave. I would never pay for that. I got that for y'all.
Okay. Cool.
Period.
I better have said y'all, because Germany would be like.
I would never go there by myself. I would never go there without you. So don't even fucking play.
Okay,
with
I like
me.
To hear that. That's what I like to hear. Okay, go ahead. Enjoy Usher. I'm gonna be out of town anyway.
What?
I told you I was going to Howard Homecoming. Now she's acting like I didn't tell her. I told you that. Remember when we were talking in New York or somewhere, and Alicia was right there.
It came up as a thought. It was
never
confirmed.
And you said you better not be there for my birthday weekend. I said, of course I wouldn't be there for your birthday weekend. Remember?
Are you serious? Are you truly serious?
We're not going to do this.
Oh, wow. We're going to talk, y'all.
We're not doing this.
But we are going to do it. It just won't be done here.
Okay, well, we'll do it then. Anyway.
Yeah, a squeeze of sorts needs to occur. A squeeze of sorts needs to occur. I'm going to get you together.
She's so sick.
Yeah.
So anyway, girls, back to the good vibes. Back to the good vibes. What are we doing last week?
Okay, yes. Last week, y'all, we kicked off a brand new series. I'm super excited. It's been a while, a month, but since we've been in our series bag, but we're here, we're back, and we're better. So, new series, sharpening your tools. We're just getting back to the basics.
We had to.
We really did, y'all. And thank you for being patient with us. But last week, we chatted about change and growth.
Yes.
And how we can create pathways to implementing the change that we truly want to see. So you girlies really were feeling the episode. You're loving the start of this new series. We're all really excited to just have a reset of sorts. And we're continuing that same energy today.
That's what we're doing.
We're continuing that same energy today. And we're...
I was waiting on you. Yeah. And what are we talking about?
Okay, today. Because y'all know this is not my part, but I can make it my part.
Yeah.
So... today, y'all, we are talking about the importance of small talk and creating meaningful or having meaningful conversations.
I feel like this episode is for me.
I feel like it's for all of us. It's for all of us.
Yeah.
It's for us. So whether you're like a chit-chatting kind of girl or you really despise small talk like a lot of us do, there is really a benefit and a benefit to developing a skill around being able to small talk in a good way, yeah. Right? Having meaningful conversations that don't have to always be super deep, but need to be meaningful enough to establish some sort of bond and common ground between us, everybody who's here.
That's what conversation is for.
That is what it's for.
But if I have to be honest,
you hate a small talk. You're this girl. You hate a fucking small talk.
Really, the thought of it just makes me like, cringe. I'm like, oh my god, whenever, you know, this type of situations that normally will present small talk, right? I've mentioned time and time again, being on those dating apps, that's like small talk central. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know these people, you have to start somewhere, and there's so many conversations that are very small, mm-hmm. Happening at the same damn time. So there's that. Of course, when you're trying to meet people, there's a small talk element. People just, you know, sparking conversation randomly wherever you're at. There's that. And every time I'm like, oh my god, like, when is this gonna end? How is this gonna end? And I kind of hate that. You know,
you hate that about yourself or about small talk? Like, what is it that you don't like about small talk? That it feels forced?
Sometimes it feels forced. It feels kind of dead end. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel disinterested in the conversation that's taking place.
Yeah.
It's a variety of things that make me feel like I do not like small talking.
Yeah, that you don't enjoy it. I feel like for me personally, I cannot small talk. It's so hard for me. You know, Y'all, when it's time for us to meet somebody for the first time, I be having to rehearse the small talk in my head. I'm like, okay, what the fuck are we going to be talking about? I feel anxious in my inability to really small talk. It's really, the skill is so weak. Like, I'm not a master of it. I don't have the, you know, because it truly is an art. There's an art to being able to.
It is an art of conversation.
Hold a conversation with someone you don't know. With people who are in your life that you have a strong bond with, you know, the ins and outs, the little things. It becomes easy to hold conversation. And thus, it's not small talk, right? What we're really trying to work on is being better conversationalists. Because better conversationalists can have small talk, you know, shoot the shit with people, have deep conversations, and just kind of go back and forth, ebb and flow. It's just hard for me. A lot of times I feel like, am I bringing something worth small talking to the table?
Mm. You know? Like, would it be a meaningful conversation?
Will it be meaningful? Like, I really have a thing around meeting new people and, like, trying to get to know them. I can do it, but I'm thinking, like, are we interested in one another? Is it hit? Are the sparks flying? Like, what? And then if it's not going to be that, if it's not going to be that we're trying to really build something, I damn near don't even care.
Right.
You know, like, I'll be like, hey, I don't want to do the small talk thing.
But, and then the thing is, like, it's kind of a disservice because everything doesn't have to be deep. Like a deep or a spark. It can just be a moment.
Right.
And even stepping into the space that we're stepping in, I really see the value of learning how to small talk better and get more comfortable with it. Because like you said, that small talk can turn into big talk.
Big boss talk.
Like, you know, it can turn into big talk, and we will sit up and talk amongst ourselves and block everybody out.
We will.
In order to feel comfortable and avoid the uncomfortableness, and then wonder why. Oh, we were amongst all these people. Why didn't we make the connections? Yes. What was going on? Mm-hmm. Like, in our own little world, and never step out of it.
And why the network hasn't expanded.
Bruh.
But I can truly say,
there's moments for that network to expand. So there's so many moments.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I can say that I feel like we thrive most in our ability to small talk is the strongest. At the live show, like, that was really a muscle that was flexed. It was like we were working in the room. We weren't necessarily dependent on one another's energy to, like, carry each other.
Right, to carry the conversation. We had to start our own conversation.
Yeah, it was like, okay, how are you? Where are you from? You know, just really trying to connect with people quickly in a pithy way. And I feel like we did that really well. And I'm hopeful that the more we have these live in-person events, that it will allow us to embrace the ability to small talk and get to know people, want to get to know people.
Yeah. And I always admire people who just are, like, a good conversationalist. Mm-hmm. And who, like, my grandma, she can spark a conversation with anybody. She's the woman in the grocery store standing in the middle of the aisles.
That must be a thing of the
girl.
The past generation, yes. Generation past.
Standing in the middle of the aisle, just shooting the shit. And honestly, I was at Whole Foods the other day, and there was a woman, this black woman, and she was not that old. She wasn't much older, but she was just having conversation. And I'm like, I avoid people like the plague. I'm Ray Charles to everybody in the grocery store. I'm looking at the items. Like, it's just like anti-engagement.
I'm so bad. Like, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it because it's my truth. If I spot somebody that I don't know well, but I know them a little bit, I will try to avoid them seeing me. Huh? I will go the other way. I'll be like, oh my God, I hope they don't see me. I hope they don't see me because I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
Same. And you know what? It's not because you don't like the person. It's that you know you have to engage in that small talk.
Like, how are you? How's it been? Oh my God, it's so good. And it's genuine, but I don't want to do it.
And I'm always wondering, okay, how is a conversation going to end? That's kind of whack.
Like, it's
thinking about how the conversation is going to end before it even starts.
Yeah.
Like, how long are we going to be talking? What are we going to talk about? Mm-hmm.
We have to be in the moment.
We have to.
We have to be in the moment.
I'm wondering where this stems from. It has to come from somewhere.
It's childhood.
Every time something's linked back to childhood, you'd be wanting to look at your mama like.
I feel like it's something that is specifically for you because you're in therapy. If you really think that this might be rooted in something, bringing it up to your therapist.
Yeah.
Bringing it up to your therapist. So I will give y'all a little tea. If you are a girl who struggles with small talk, like we are and many of us are, there's likely the possibility that you grew up in a household with that
the conversations were like more surface,
emotionally neglectful. Yeah, surface conversation. You're probably more familiar with direct
communication.
Communication that evokes little to no emotion. So facts, logic, why did you do that? You should do this. It's not really like, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. Or let's have a real conversation about it so that we can go deeper. You probably are just not used to that at all. Thus, you don't know how to do it because it was never modeled for you.
In my house, back in the day, it was definitely a kind of more directive talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not really. I didn't really feel empowered to voice it wasn't like a space to say, okay, so how do you feel about this? It was more right. of a like authoritative.
Let me tell you how you feel about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we doing. So you don't mm-hmm. really have much say so in how it's being done. Just yeah. abide by and let's move like this.
Yeah.
Versus now I know people are doing the more gentle or conscious parenting where they create space for the child to communicate how they feel. Even my mom now, like her mm-hmm. and my little sister, definitely have more emotionally driven, deeper mm-hmm. conversations mm-hmm. about feelings and perspective and insight, to where it's more open-ended dialogue yeah. versus just, this is what it is, so get with it, or you could go. Because that's how, where am I going though?
Yeah.
But you know, it was more that vibe.
Yeah.
So definitely I can see how that could be a thing. The fuck? Wow, and I was the first.
You were the first what?
Child.
Okay, yeah.
You know we the guinea pigs.
We are.
Helping them knock the dust off.
Right. You know, you mentioned how your grandmother, your grandma, you mm-hmm. call her grandma.
Yeah, I call her grandma.
Grandma, I know what you call her. How she's really good. She's a great conversationalist. And I think we all have at least one person in our lives that is like a really great conversationalist. Like you said, she's sparking up conversation in the grocery store. She's talking to her neighbor. My grandma is like that too. Y'all, when she gets admitted to the hospital that I work at, I have to remind her, don't tell everybody that I am your granddaughter.
Lord.
She'd be
in
the ED.
Scream it from the mouth.
You know, my granddaughter's a case manager here. Yeah, you know, on the floor. I'm like, Graham. It's unnecessary. The PT comes in. They come out. You know, I just worked with your grandmother.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, she's not admitted at my facility often, but okay. I'm like, girl. When you come, they know.
Right.
I'm like, girl, you know I'm low-key, and you blowing up the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But she is one of those people who just can talk to anybody super effortlessly. Andres, conversationalist. He can give an amazing toast. He's a man with words. All these people likely have something in common. Great conversationalists have something in common. And one of those things is the ability to empathetically engage with the people that they're listening to.
That's important.
And talking to. You know, that's shown in their tone. It's shown in their body language. They're likely actively listening. And just really holding space for the conversation to go back and forth. There's no time limit on the convo. They're just talking.
Yeah. It's like we can take it wherever you want to take it.
Right.
And my lack of patience often, especially with conversations yeah. that I am not that interested in, the concern, the empathy won't allow me to ask questions to make the conversation go beyond small
Brittany,
talk.
Your lack
because
of patience
I'm just
is
waiting for it to just be over.
Rooted
I'm
in
ready
this.
For it to be over.
Yeah. Your lack I'm of patience ready. Is rooted in this.
Yeah. It is. Life is sweet and made even sweeter when spent with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with a delicious bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drink. Or, for a new favorite sip, check out the full Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee lineup online or wherever you buy groceries. Because with Starbucks coffee, you're always ready for the right now. It's that, and then it's also like having that curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you ask more meaningful questions mm-hmm. to make the conversation go deeper. Like, oh, so I'm reading this book. Oh, what made you read that book?
Right.
Or I'm going to South Africa. Oh, why South Africa? Like, what about South Africa made you pick that destination? And then people likely would be so excited and enthused to tell you, well,
I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Right.
I really want to be a person who becomes more curious. I don't know if that's some inner child work. diving into like just curiosity and allowing myself to be open to explore and, you know, just want to learn more. I need to lean into that a little bit more because I, like I said, I just don't be giving a damn. I'd be like, oh, I don't really care.
Right.
So much so that I don't even be giving a damn about, not I don't give a damn about the details, but the details aren't as important to me because I am not invested in them.
Yeah, that is that.
I'm not.
But yeah, being curious and also like providing more meaningful answers as well. Mm-hmm. When people ask you questions or ask me questions, I can take it a step beyond what I take it you sometimes. Because I just answer the question sometimes.
Same, like, especially when I'm at work.
Girl. Girl, on those Zoom calls. But today, you know what? I was kind of flexing in preparation for this conversation.
Oh, yes. Come on. Real life experience.
Yes. In preparation for this conversation, because it's definitely a muscle that needs to be flexed. Mm-hmm. And I was giving my new hire orientation like I always do.
Because she's an HR girl.
Yes. And I was just engaging in small talk, asking questions, you know, like, how do you have kids? Mm-hmm. Where do you live? What are you doing your spare time? I'm like, my birthday is a holiday to me, so I always take my birthday off. So if you want to do that,
the same.
You're right.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yes.
More
yes,
personable yes, and yes. curious. Also, what other people got going the fuck on.
Great conversationalists are positive. They have an open-mindedness, hopefully, an open-mindedness that encourages some open dialogue, right? They're looking at the glass half full. They're just a ray of light. Imagine you, bitch, don't be a conversationalist if you a Debbie Downer hoe.
Girl.
Move around.
That I don't like that, because imagine you say then something you just and complaining. People are like, why would you do something like that? Oh,
exactly.
That's
it's
you know,
it's giving the complainer.
Yeah.
Complainer. Definitely that. You know who I will say is a great conversationalist?
Who?
Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she engages in small talk really well. Mm-hmm. And I even noticed that Ty did it at the restaurant. I don't think you were there when we went out to dinner. But the bartender came up and was like, these are the cocktails. And she was asking questions. And he was like, it has gin in it. And usually, you know, we'll be like, no, I don't like gin. She was like, oh, no, I can't drink that because I'll be running all around here. You know, like it was just like a little banter.
Yeah.
And Adrian did the same thing at the restaurant. She was like, you know, there's really a funny story. When we were in New York at a Sunday in Brooklyn. She was like, there's really a funny story to tell. Like, if I had more time, I would. And I'm like,
Who did she say that to?
To our waiter. I forgot exactly what he was. I don't know. Maybe it was about alcohol, too. But I just appreciate when people can, like, hold space for a quick little moment. It's not like, hey, how are you? Bye.
Right.
It's just like, hey,
like, how are you? I'm good. I'll have.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And some of the docs in my hospital, one of my docs, love her. She's a neurologist. Every time she sees me, she engages in a really light small talk that I appreciate. She's like, how's Andres, buddy? She always asks, how is he? How's your family? How are you doing? What's going on? What's the latest? And because I like her, I allow myself to go back and forth with her in that way, too. I'm like, how's your family? How's your mother? Are you holding on? You doing good, girl? What's tea? So, you know, we have to lean into that a little bit more.
We like, really do.
You know, connecting with people in a real way.
Definitely. And there's definitely room for me to connect like with my coworkers, although, you know, I try to be kind of disconnected from my white man gig. It's like you're here.
Yeah.
So this is a part of your life day in and day out. Mm-hmm. Tap in.
Build some rapport.
Build some. It's engage. Okay. Ask questions. Build some sort of better rapport with the people that you're working with for 8 hours out of the day.
And like previously mentioned, small talk doesn't have to be deep.
Right.
It doesn't have to be so deep that it's uncomfortable. Like, damn, you in my business or I'm in your business and I'm learning shit about you that I didn't even want to hear. No, it just needs to be meaningful for the moment.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And you know another thing that great conversationalist has?
What?
Confidence.
Come on. She's confident.
Yes, confident. Like really being able to hold their own in a conversation, mm-hmm. well-informed, knowledgeable, dropping gems, insight, you know, just making the conversation feel so full in a like a seamless way. It's not in that way that's like braggadocious or,
well, you know, actually.
Yeah. It's like, wow, how do you know that? Like sometimes when people say stuff, it's like, you're really on your shit. Like mm-hmm. the fact that you could just drop that gem.
Right. and like, drop you know, it and
I was
go.
Watching a movie or I was reading this book.
Yeah.
And da-da-da-da-da, or I was looking up, oh, you're going to South Africa? You know, I heard about never yeah. even been to South Africa, but you might want to check out da-da-da yeah. because I heard this is good, and you know.
And it goes back to that curiosity.
Right.
You know, all of these kind of just go into one another. And also with the confidence, it allows you to hold your own in the conversation, but also not be dominated by somebody else who might be yelling or talking over. It's like, okay, girl, you gonna have your moment.
Yeah.
But let me go ahead and have my moment, too. I need to talk as well. You know, they don't dominate and they are not dominated.
Because when people get to dominating, I find myself just letting them have it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, we ain't you gonna got the conversation. Warning,
it's too much. But some people that have confidence, they'll be like, you know what? Actually, I'm talking right now.
Period. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on.
In the kind, polite way. I'm
going to let you speak. Yeah. I'm going to let you say, yep, hold that thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't find it something, you know, cute mm-hmm. and snazzy to right. say, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Let me say this so I don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to wait and keep it in their mind.
Right.
And then when it's time for them to speak, they can. That's how you have a dialogue, to where it's not just, okay, this person talking my ear off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of hearing them. I didn't get to say anything I wanted to say.
And now the moment has passed and we yeah. on to some other shit.
Yeah.
So if you are naturally a girl who has the gift of gab, baby, if she's just innate, she's a great conversationalist. If we were talking about all of those qualities and you're like, ding, 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 that's me, then go you. Go you. That's not us. That's not us.
You get a cookie.
Right. But for the rest of us, we have to really flex that muscle, lean in, and more than anything, practice being great conversationalists.
So what are we doing?
We're offering tips.
And yeah, what are they?
So first
I want to know what to do.
First tip for our girlies who are trying to get in their bag this year and next. Active listening. We had a whole episode on the art of listening, and one of the real key components of having great conversation is to listen first, right? You don't always have to be eager to respond. Like, you're listening so that you can hear when they stop and then you can start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's about really observing, taking in what's being said, being patient, allowing the conversation in itself to breathe.
Yeah.
You can show that you are actively listening by nodding your head, staying engaged, keeping eye contact, you know, interjecting every now and again when it's appropriate, when it makes sense, and by minimizing your distractions. So don't be all on your phone looking down, you know what I'm saying? Interrupting yeah. when they talking. Allow people the space to know that I hear you, I'm listening, I'm tapped in, girl, I'm inspired, I'm connecting with what you're saying, and I'm about to come at you with something too.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something in return.
Definitely.
Yes.
Active listening is so important, and I can definitely improve in this area. Especially when it comes to remembering names.
Mm.
As soon as people say their name to me, it's like it leaves my mind. Mm. And then like those same people will remember my name and in conversation be like, hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
Or, and I'm like, I feel so fucked up because I'm like, I don't even remember your name to drop it.
Yeah.
You know,
like, I love that. I always do that.
Remember names.
Mm.
That's good. Remember names. That's a good skill to
yeah.
have.
And when I'm done with the conversation, I'll be like, okay, thanks, David. Thanks, Becca. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So yeah, I think that's definitely something that you can work on and implement. That's an easy one. You just have to be aware, mindful. Like, let me catch your name again. And you can even ask, what was your name again? I missed it. And then they say it. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you, girl.
Yeah. Active listening. For yeah. For sure. Hey, to listen to respond.
Bitch.
So I go on. You can tell when people didn't hear shit you saying and they were just thinking about what they wanted to say for a rebuttal.
Because
mm-hmm. they say the same thing you said and be like, I said that though.
Right.
Another tip is to take a pause before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to speak just to be heard. And there is really power in the pause.
Yeah. Ooh.
There's power.
Come on. Last week it was power in the pivot. This week is power in the pause. It's the PPP. I wish I had a PPP.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's power in the pause. Shot. There's power in the pause. When we take a moment to gather our thoughts, mm-hmm. We will find that what we're saying comes across more like we want it to come across. Yeah. Like, maybe sometimes you don't take that pause and what you're saying may come across as rude and offensive. Or you know how sometimes you'd be like, I didn't mean this. I didn't mean this.
Right, you get
to
oversharing.
That's not even what I really wanted to say.
Yeah, or telling too much of your tea because you just letting it rip.
And even when I'm watching people speak, I noticed some of the most powerful speakers, they really do have that pause. Mm-hmm. Like people will be talking and, you know, they're engaging in conversation and they'll be like, yeah. So let me tell you this, you know.
Right.
One day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like, we're just having a conversation. I'm not in a rush. I'm taking my time. I'm gathering my thoughts. Yes. And I'm saying exactly what the fuck I want to say.
And the conversation isn't a contest.
And it takes,
we're not in a race. Like, just slow down. We're talking. And I can benefit from taking a pause.
Yeah.
Because my mind works really fast. I'm like, I got something to say right now.
I was going to say that. Like, it's kind of like it takes the anxiety away from the conversation. Yes. Because when you're thinking about, what am I going to say? Mm-hmm. Or how is this going to go? Or I got to say something. You miss so many things. And after the conversation, I realized this with podcasting, especially like with interviewing guests, not taking that pause. And when I'm listening back, I'm like, oh.
There was a moment for something else to be said there. Or if I was listening and really actively listening, not listening to respond, mm-hmm. but taking in what they said, another thought could have came out, or a story could have been told, mm-hmm. or there would have been something else to bring it around and make it more relatable. Definitely. For sure. For mm-hmm. sure. That happens a lot. Even doing this show together.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Right.
You know?
Because we're so in our head thinking about what we have like organized and thought of and prepared to talk about. And of course, in conversation, like, it goes a different way sometimes, yeah. and that's okay.
Yeah.
And we can lean into that.
And leaning into the fact that, so specifically with this, we like to keep the show under an hour or so. If it gets a little longer than that, personally, I get anxious, okay. especially when we record with guests. I'm like, Brittany, it's an hour and 15 minutes. We got to record. I'll be trying to shorten everything else so that this isn't a long, drawn out conversation and that you all find the content, still find it valuable to the point where it's like, I can get through all of it and mm-hmm. it's not like, damn, that was long as fuck. But with that, I pull myself out of the conversation. And the chance to engage in whatever it is that we're talking about, because I'm so focused on getting through it fast. Let's hurry up and finish it so that it meets the mark.
Right.
So taking that time to, again, pause, let the conversation rest, breathe, build up some momentum around it. It's okay. So I'm learning to do this myself.
And really just dialogue, although we're on the mics. Dialogue like we do when we're off the mics.
Mm-hmm.
Like that conversation that we had till like 6 a.m. when we were in New York, and then like the conversation we had the night before that. That's really how like authentic conversations happen between friends. You start off talking about one thing and then you go to mm-hmm. another topic, and then, you know.
I really appreciated that in New York too. I was like, wow, I have great friends and we have great conversation, and it's not surface dialogue that just like little topics. Like, y'all seen what happened with Lil Baby? I'm all for a little tea. I'm all for a little Gossip Girl and a little, right. you know, pop culture. But we were having like some real progressive conversations. Like, what do you think about submission and like modern women, independent women, and like, how do you move in the world like this? And just really conversations that allowed us to hear one another, to gain new insight, different perspective, mm-hmm. and appreciate where everybody else stood on each
side.
Yeah.
Right. On each, having varied opinions and desires, but being able to have a respectful conversation.
Yeah, respect is always at the forefront. But I really love that. Like that first day when we were there just chilling, like I was like, damn, this was good. It was getting good. Another tip is to get uncomfortable. So we already told y'all
this
earlier.
This part for me.
We already told y'all this has to be like flexing a muscle. Practice will not make it perfect, but make it easier and just make you a better conversationalist overall.
Yeah.
So use the moments when you are in the back of your Uber or you're walking a dog and maybe your neighbor or someone in the neighborhood walks by to spark up a conversation, something light. Ask a question and see where it leads you. I was in the back of an Uber a couple days ago and I was already anxious because the fucking trip was like 25 minutes away from home. It wasn't far in mileage, but in LA, nigga, traffic.
Right.
So I just wanted to get there. I was like, ooh, hopefully we don't talk.
Yeah.
They have that feature, like, don't talk to me. Yeah. Damn.
You have to do that with the it's with the Uber
Black.
Black, yeah.
She needs to level up.
Uber Black gives you those options.
I was just in a standard Uber.
Right, you get what you get with that.
God. So economy. I was at his mercy, right. So I got in, and immediately I knew he was going to be talkative. He was like, so how's your day going? Did you go to work today? I said, how are you? He was like, you know, hot. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's hot. He would have just said, good.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. And it just turned into one thing, turned into another thing. But I was really leaning into just allowing the conversation to happen, right? Like, it's not going to be over. You got 20 minutes. So you might as well just talk. Y'all might as well have an interaction.
Yeah.
And at the end of the ride, I felt so good that I released the control over not wanting to be spoken to, or like, what does he want to talk about? Because his story was fascinating and I felt grateful that he shared it with me. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just in telling me about his daughter and how she recently graduated, and you know, she's the first in the family, so they're so proud of her. He was a Latino, and how his daughter, just like this, she's doing so many things that he's proud of, and she's an animator. And I was like, wow.
Right.
Like, an animator? Like, I was like feeling so inspired by her going after her dreams, going to college for that, refining her skills and just doing all the things.
Period.
And he shared a story about how he helped her connect with another animator who works at Amazon Studios. And I was just like,
Was this person a writer?
The person was a writer.
Look at that.
And it's through her father's conversation and willingness to just spark up combo with his writers that he was able to plug her in and connect her, because she had already interviewed with Disney and Nickelodeon and they were like, you're just not quite ready yet, your drawings need a little bit more sharpening and refining. And the guy who was riding with my Uber driver was talking about his job at Amazon Studios and how he's an animator and how he's looking for whatever it was, and he was like, yo, my daughter, and he was like, tell her to blow me up on Instagram until I respond.
Wow.
And he responded and they set up a coffee date. And he's like, I'm looking for people like your daughter. And look at that. You got to be open.
You have to.
You got
to
be open.
You'll close yourself off if you're not.
Yeah. And even to just learning more about people and the way that they live, and not thinking that, like, not having this homogenized view of whatever's going on around you.
Right.
You know, it's like, wow, people are having other experiences, and we only know that other experiences are occurring through conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, get uncomfortable, y'all.
Real uncomfortable. We can get so wrapped up in, I got my people, like, I don't need nobody else, and then wonder why the opportunities and the expansion and is so far and few in between, and you look up and you're stagnant.
Yeah.
When you have the opportunity to connect and build past, you know, it's really easy to talk to people when you want something.
Ooh.
You figure out, I got to talk to them for this, and then just let it fall by the wayside. Okay, I got what I want. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, got to do better at that.
Got to. Mm-hmm. So another tip is to ask open-ended questions. So
now this is a good one. Y'all going to
learn
something here.
One is really full. This one's full. So I'm going to make sure I'm looking at this so we're giving you everything that you need. Yes. So we can avoid that awkward silence by refraining from asking the simple yes, no questions. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, how are you? Good. You went to work today? Yeah.
Yeah. How was work?
Cool.
Where do you work?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, instead of asking someone if they enjoyed an event, ask them, like, what was their favorite part of it, like, mm-hmm. that they found meaning in. Of course, you know, that causes people, one, to think.
Yeah.
And the answer that they provide expands the conversation.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn the difference between vertical and horizontal questioning. Yeah. So vertical creates an environment of curiosity and makes conversation more interesting. This technique allows you to get a glimpse into a person's world, their history, backgrounds, feelings, desires, and preferences.
Yes.
And then the horizontal questions, these are closed-ended questions which are used to uncover facts, produces direct answers without the need for lots of elaboration. Mm-hmm. So do we want to give some examples?
Let's give some examples.
Okay.
So an example of a horizontal question would be, what do you do for work?
Okay.
You can expand the conversation that you're having by asking a vertical question, which looks like, how did you become interested in the line of work that you're doing?
Right. So we started off with the horizontal.
Right.
And then we take it vertical.
You can use them in conjunction.
Right.
You can. Or if you just want to learn more about a person, right? You already know where they work. How did you get interested in this?
Yeah.
You know, are there anybody in your family who does this line of work? Is this a generational thing?
Yeah.
Another example of a horizontal question is, did you have fun on vacation? What would you say if I said, did you have fun?
Yeah, it was cool. Or yeah, I had a ball. It was good.
Had
time.
A ball.
Right.
But a vertical question looks like, what were your favorite parts of the trip?
Right. So then it's like, okay, we went to the forest. We went on this volcano hike. Then we went and we did the sound bath. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, wow. And also people, once you ask those questions, you're learning more about the person. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're adventurous. They like to hike. They're into sound healing. I'm into sound healing, too.
And then another conversation can come from that, especially when you're trying to get to know someone to see if something's going to come out of you guys' dynamic.
The new friend vibe.
Right. It's like, girl, me too. I love doing that. You went bike riding. I love cycling. We should totally cycle on the weekends. Another example of a horizontal question. Where did you grow up? Where'd you grow up?
The Bay.
Period. Yay. Vertical question looks like, what was your childhood like?
Now we're really
getting
into it.
What was your childhood like in the Bay? Because I grew up here in SoCal. You were in Newark, NorCal. What was the difference?
Right.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Last question for an example. Horizontal looks like, do you enjoy nature? Vertical looks like, what types of outdoor activities do you enjoy?
Right, because I might like nature, but I'm not going kayaking.
Girl, and I'm not going camping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not a camper.
Be like, do you want to go? No.
I'm a glamper, girl.
I told
you. If we
have
an RV.
I said, let's glam.
I'm definitely a glamper, but I've turned down every camping offer.
Oh, camping? I've turned down
the last nigga I was dating. No, he was totally into that camping, and I mean like their survivor type camping.
No.
Like one time, quick.
Like using a generator, or do they all use generators?
I think generators are like a standard piece of camping. But the thing is, like, so him and his friends, they were supposed to go camping. Like, they cooked their own food out there on the Creative Fire and all that other shit.
A fire or
fire.
Hot
fire, hot no plate. Hot plate. Ugh. Create up a fire, girl. And I guess they had went out there, and also they weren't prepared. And I'm a prepared girl. They went out there and they didn't have the reservation on the campsite, because, you know, you sleep outside, but you have to have a reservation. They didn't have their reservation. So they did something. I forgot exactly what the term was, but they just had to camp in like a regular place on the side of the road.
Hell fucking
no. And that one time when we went to the L.A. Forest, girl, he took me to the place that they camped on the side of the road, and I would not have been able to sleep.
I just would have
like
went home.
Something from the wild could have came out at any moment and gobbled their asses up, because there's no like
no
restrictions or anything.
Just let's go
there's
home.
There's no parameters in place.
We didn't do what needed to
I'm
be done.
I'm a glamper. RV me.
Yeah.
Put me in a, what are those things called? Not a Sprinter, but
a RV.
Airstream or something.
Yeah, an Airstream or an RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, same vibe. So yeah, ultimately all we're saying is you can use vertical questioning to rejuvenate these dull experiences, right? The mundane. Getting to know a person can seem very like, okay, I just met this nigga. We going on a date. But you can make the experience exciting for you and the person who you're with. It's like, let's really get to know one another in a way that's not just like blah, typical.
Yeah.
So it helps to deepen your connections, and it can help reduce that anxiety that we might feel just thinking about getting to know somebody.
Yeah. Speaking of dates, I was reading an article about small talk. It said that if you're the type of person who can get a first date, but you're wondering why you don't get that second one,
conversation,
it can
wasn't
be
lit.
Because of the lack of the vertical questioning. Mm. You know, it's like the conversation was real one note. You didn't say anything that was that interesting. You didn't make them feel like you were interested in them, because it was just kind of like, oh, what do you do? You know, the little basic questions. You gotta really.
Do you have siblings? Where'd you grow up? What do you like to do for fun?
Right.
Girl, get deep with me.
Yeah, let's have fun.
Let's have a ball.
In this moment that we decided to spend time together.
Yes, yes.
You can really do that.
And build your confidence too. Because you know what? Once you get out on the first date and you doing that, you like, let's get it. Bring all the niggas on.
Something about the dates, I do the small talk. Remember that one time I was on a date for like 5 hours?
No.
When we were talking for 5 hours. Or four.
Was that like during the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta tap in about that one.
You know about it, because I told you, text me to make sure I'm okay, and you kept texting me saying, girl, you still good?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm still good.
Right, we multiple still, texts kept going right, through.
You, and then at the finally, you said, girl, just let me know when you make it home safe. I can't keep texting you every hour on the hour.
I'm like, Brittany, girl, what's up? Okay, I do remember. I recall.
Oh, girl, my God.
You grown, child. Let me know when you make it in.
You know you just got to make sure people ain't trying to fuck
with
you.
I know. It's giving, you know, where are my people?
But I have somebody. Right. I have somebody.
Somebody's checking on me.
Yeah,
somebody's checking on me. Who cares? Yeah. But yeah, y'all, I think that this is just a transformative year for us all. We can decide now if we're going to keep being old basic bitches that we've been, right, or if we're ready to elevate, if it's giving boss.
I'm ready to elevate.
What is it giving?
It's giving do something different.
And from the inside, ooh, we ain't said that in so long.
From the inside.
On the inside. Of me. Yes, from the inside. Because a lot of times we think that the overhaul needs to be on the outside. It needs to be the materials. It needs to be the things that people can see, the physical. Like, but it's not that. It's like, what are we doing to really do the internal work so that we feel better on the inside?
The meaningful, impactful.
And it shows, right? It's like, I can show up in the world as a better me, and people who are attached to me will get to experience
they
it.
They feel that.
They'll feel it. So my confidence is up. I can move through a room full of vultures.
Yeah.
In this bitch. I can small talk with the best of them. Mm-hmm. I'm more impressionable. I'm building connections. I'm building networks.
Leaving lasting impressions. It's
come
like,
on.
People won't forget you. You know, I remember
I think we do that well. People really fuck with us. When they meet us, they fuck with us. They just don't know what it takes to get there.
Right.
Get in the car like that.
They're like, oh, you didn't show up like that. You know what? Because we lead with movement. It might not be a conversation, but we lead with movement.
Listen, we gonna bring them in with now, the movement alone.
Now, if you can do what you needed to do with a dance or two,
listen,
I can get a lot of things done.
Listen, we bring them in.
I could get a lot of things done.
But there's always room for opportunity to be better.
For sure. And I want to be better. Me I want to be a better person.
This is the time.
I definitely want to flex the muscle to where it's like, small talk, what's that? I just talk.
Ooh, bar,
we're
gym.
We're just talking, having conversation, and I enjoyed it for whatever it gave me and whatever I gave them.
And trust, we give them something. I'm really feeling good going into my new year.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like things are happening. I feel
we're
like
here.
Shifts
we're in a
are
new
occurring.
Year. We're in a new year, baby.
It's giving a new air for sure.
For us. This is birthday.
Yeah.
The Virgos followed by the Libra.
It's birthday season.
It's birthday season.
It's birthday season
over here.
I love it.
It's birthday season.
I love it.
I was thinking of all the birthdays in October, and I said, you know, the end of the year, all the birthdays hit.
For you.
Yeah.
For me too, I guess. I know a lot of people who are born at the end of the year. You don't know that many people with birthdays in October, girls. Two of us.
Three? I know you, I know Alicia, and I know Ty.
Okay, you do. Grace has been given.
And then there's Jack.
Okay, you do. You know four. Okay, no tea, no shade.
My mom's Boo's birthday, he's a Libra too.
Come on, welcome, Boo. Welcome to the gang. Y'all, this has been really
fun. And my Michelle, she's a Libra. My mom's friend, Michelle. My
oh,
mom's
I was
best
like,
friend,
girl,
Michelle.
Who is
my
Michelle?
My mom's the best friend.
Because you said
you,
my.
Girl, you thought
you
I was
started
about
with my, and my I'm God. Like, girl, you don't know that many, so just
I was
going
to say, my God, Mom.
That would have been appropriate, but I thought you were going to lead with my friend. I'm like, who else do you know? I don't know. They don't exist. Anyway, y'all, it has been so good chatting today.
It has.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
too.
Inspired.
I'm really loving this series. I really feel like my tools are being sharpened, honey.
I do. And it's giving iron sharp sharpens iron. So make sure you share it with your homegirl. Don't be the only person sharpening her tools.
Right over here showing up better in conversation.
Right,
and
right,
they like,
right.
What's happened? You didn't share the tea.
Share it, y'all. Please tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. Share this on. In your group chats, share it on social media. Word of mouth is everything.
Oh,
we appreciate
it's all
y'all.
The things.
It's all the things.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We love you. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.